so very thankful for what the Lord has done over this weekend. I know the Lord has done a lot, and maybe He's whet our appetite, and the Lord has really put a desire in our heart that we might please Him. And oh, the Lord would like to keep that appetite just like that. You know, sometimes we eat a big meal and then we get so full we don't want to see any more food until the next meal, I guess. But, you know, He would like us to be hungry and thirsty for Himself.
Yes.
And I know that the Lord can only do that, and perhaps He's done that on this weekend. But oh, He would like to just keep that appetite. You know, when people have an appetite, they're usually healthy. And when someone's been sick and they haven't been able to eat, and then all of a sudden the appetite comes back, why, then you know, then mother knows, oh, they're on the way to recovery. And you know, the Lord, He looks at us too, and oh, He wants to create in us a real hunger and a real thirst for Himself. And David wrote about it here in Psalm 63. He said, oh God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. Now that can mean a few things. You can get up early in the morning and get in contact with the living God and know that He will satisfy that deepest longing of your soul. And it can mean also early in life. Why, that's a wonderful time to seek the Lord. I know when I was 7 years old, the Lord saved me. And the Lord put a great hunger in my soul for Himself. And so much so that when I went to meeting and I heard people praising the Lord in the Holy Ghost and just giving themselves to the Holy Spirit and how the Lord would speak over people's lips, why, there came such a hunger in my soul for Jesus to come and fill me with Himself. And although I was just a young girl, and many times I was naughty, I was really naughty, and I really I don't know why the Lord came to me because I was so naughty, but I had a hunger in my soul for Jesus. And sometimes I'd lock myself in the bathroom and I'd want to pray. I didn't know how to pray. And the Lord, I'd say the Lord's prayer, and that didn't satisfy. But oh, I was so hungry. And I'd seek Him and seek Him. And one day we had a children's meeting in Ridgewood. And oh, it was a marvelous time. It was like this weekend. The Lord poured out His Spirit. And I remember how Sister Amanda, she played her tambourine, and all the boys and girls, we were really under a cloud of glory, and we sang, "We're marching to Zion." And before you know it, why, she led us all in a victory march around the whole assembly. And there was one girl, Lily Kreutzer, she got her baptism. She was Lily Shelley at the time. But she got her baptism, I wanted to stay, but I couldn't. I had to go home. And oh, the Lord put such a hunger in my soul. I said, Lord, I want You to fill me with Thyself. And oh, how wonderful when the Lord puts that hunger in our soul. And I sought Him, and I had an idea. I thought, well, if I get the baptism, it'll be in the meeting, and it'll be real loud, and the Lord will just come and bless me, and oh, it'll be marvelous. But you know, as I sought Him, why, I sought Him before I went to bed. And one night, as I sought Him before I went to bed, why, the Lord filled me with His Spirit, but was altogether different. It was in such a quiet way. And oh, how God came. And He put Hallelujah. Such a hunger in my soul for Him. And oh, I'm so glad that He increased that hunger. As I grew up, I knew I needed Jesus so badly. Oh, I just felt it again and again. And I said, Lord, Won't you come and fill me with thyself? And here it says, my soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Nothing on this earth satisfies. Why, you could try it all. But oh, there's nothing like the presence of Jesus. And to see thy power and thy glory. How wonderful when he transforms our lives. And he takes those dumps away. And he takes other things away. And you see why Jesus lives in me now. And here it says, thus will I bless thee. While I live, I will lift up my hands in thy name. Did you ever lift up your hands? Or are you afraid to? You know, when you lift up your hands, Brother Waldfogel used to say it was like antennas, you know. And it's true, you know, the life of Jesus just flows into your body. And he does something different than when you don't raise your hand. And it's a wonderful way to get in contact with the Lord Jesus Christ and his life. And oh, how wonderful. It says, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. He would like to make us fat in our spirit, that the Lord will be there in a greater way and grow in that wonderful life of Jesus. My mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. And again, not only on a retreat like this, but oh, when we're home. And oh, maybe you can't get to a meeting. Why, sometimes mothers can't. I know many a time I've had to stay home with the children, and I just long to get into a meeting. But oh, when you have that hunger, he'll meet you every time. Amen. And oh, that Jesus might increase that hunger in every one of our souls, that when we leave here, that it won't be like a letdown, you know. But all that will go on.
Yes,
oh, Jesus, amen. I amen. Want you with all my heart. Come and satisfy my soul with thyself. And oh, there's nothing else but Jesus. Why, he comes. Jesus, on the last day of the feast, he cried out and he said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. And oh, he would send rivers of living water, and out of his innermost being would flow rivers of living water. And you know, that's the Holy Spirit. Why, that is the Holy Spirit. And oh, I want more of that Holy Spirit. That oh, that satisfies the deepest longing of my soul.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.